This is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 52, recorded Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. Well, I'm in a fortunate situation today. I had actually figured out what I was talking about, going to be talking about today, had a good light bulb go off, and had what I thought would be a good idea. And then I'm back in North Carolina. I drove back this evening. And while I was driving, I was listening to podcasts, and I listened to 5x5's In Beta. I think I've mentioned that before, which is Gina Trapani and Kevin Purdy are the hosts of. And I listened to In Beta episode 61, which I'll stick in the show notes. And it was mainly about Google Glass. Gina has had Google Glass for a while, and Kevin knew he was getting it. And he actually just got his, I don't know when that was. Let's see. I've got the notes open here. It's only like a week and a half ago. So he finally got Google Glass, but within the past like 2 weeks. And so this was the first podcast, that they'd done since Kevin had gotten his glass. And Gina said that one of the things she said is that she, had been wanting to talk about it, but she wasn't worried. They're not like really a timely like news. This is what's happening this past day or past week podcast. And so she was like, I'm perfectly fine waiting until you've had it so we can have a good talk about it. Because she said, I'm really of the belief here that to have an informed opinion about Google Glass, you really have to have Google Glass. You have to at least spend some time with it and ideally really have it and own it and like, you know, put it into your life so that you can figure out what you think of it. And as I was driving along, I thought about that. I thought it was a good point. And I realized that I kind of had the same feeling about a similar object, which they actually mentioned at one point in the late in the episode, the Pebble smartwatch. Because I have a Pebble smartwatch. And I was like, you know, I can talk about the Pebble smartwatch because I have one and it's cool. So I was like, you know what? Now I'm in an even better position. I've got a new thing to talk about tonight, and I can still talk about the thing I thought of earlier today tomorrow. So I am golden. I got 2 days not in the can, but at least in the hit can. So I have a Pebble. I got it during the Kickstarter campaign. Actually, Charlotte, my wife, fiance at the time. Oh no, actually, when the time we got this, she wasn't even my fiance yet. She was just my fiance in waiting to be. We knew whatever. So that was like back 2012. It was like May-ish 2012. It was a while. And I think I got the Pebble this around a year later. I don't remember exactly when. So I've had it for a few months now. I've been recognized as having a Pebble a few times. I've got the black. I think the early Kickstarter ones were, the black was the only option. Plus I like black anyway. It's been recognized by a few people, a couple people at work, a couple people out randomly. We were sitting at a bar one day and the guy next to me was like, is that Pebble? So I've talked about it a little bit with certain people, and I've found things interesting about Pebbles. There are people, I'm not going to name names here, but there are people that kind of talk about it, and then they talk about how dorky it is and how huge it is and things like that. And I'm like, this is so weird to me because, I mean, I, much like many other people, stopped wearing a watch when I started carrying at least a semi-smartphone regularly. So it's been, until I started wearing the Pebble, it's been, you know, 6-7 years at least, I think. I'm not even really sure since I stopped wearing a watch. But when I wore a watch, and admittedly I'm a geek, but when I wore a watch, the 20-plus years before that I was wearing watches, I had many watches bigger than this, many watches far geekier looking than this. I mean, sure, the Pebble is not tiny, but I would be hard pressed to say that it's giant compared to a lot of you know, schmancy looking watches that I see people wear. And it's, again, it's not Apple level cool, but it's got, you know, it's black on black. You could wear a better band if you want, but who cares? It's not ostentatious or really, it's just kind of a black slab sitting there on your arm. And gosh, I've had watches that, you know, I had the infrared
remote changing watches. You know, heck, back in the 80s, I had the Missile Command watches anyway that we played little video games on. Oh my gosh, I've had watches that I had the watch that you could hold up to the screen, a CRT screen, and download data into it. And I've had a zillion. I was for a long time, watches were one of my crazy things. So I've had way dorkier looking watches than this. This thing is not that bad at all. It's a pretty nice watch when it comes to looks, in my opinion. I don't have a bit of a problem wearing a Pebble. And as for Pebble use, I think it is really, really cool. Actually, one of the things that was interesting to me was how fast I got back into the habit of wearing a watch with the Pebble. Being able to glance, it seems like it's a little thing, but being to glance down at your wrist to see the time versus having to pull your phone out to see the time, it saves a little time and it is easier. There's some pretty funky, Pebble has like multiple watch faces that you can change. And I use a watch face called Fuzzy Time, which everybody that looks that I've talked to a couple of people that have Pebbles as well. And a lot of them use Fuzzy Time because it's, let's see what it is right now. Well, it's 11 o'clock, but Fuzzy Time just rounds time off to the nearest 5 minutes and gives it to you in English. So it'll say quarter after 11, 20 to 7, you know, 5 to 1, whatever. It's pretty cool to be able to look down and go, yeah, I don't really care if it's 10:57 or 10:58. It's 5 of 11, you know, 5 to 11. That's nice. And, you know, it's easy to use at night. I don't know if you know, like it has a backlight on it that you can hit any of the buttons, but you can also just shake the watch that has an accelerometer in it. You shake your wrist a little bit and the backlight pops on. So it's very simple to use or to see at night. Not a problem at all. And notifications are nice. I drive a lot. You know, I drive a 4.5 hour trip back and forth to Atlanta with quite a bit of regularity. I do not like to take out my phone, but I would be lying if I said that I never did. But Charlotte knows when I'm driving, obviously. And now that I have a Pebble and I can look down at my wrist, she can send me a text or a GChat message or Hangouts now. You can set all these different things, what goes there, and they literally pop up on your wrist. And now it handles it. Used to lose older ones as soon as a newer one came in, so it would be a problem if you had multiples coming in, but they fixed that a couple of firmware releases ago. So you can scroll through those. Being able to have your phone ding and your wrist buzz, and you can look down and see a text and see, you know, what somebody's saying is actually pretty nifty. It's pretty useful and powerful. So thumbs up definitely on that with the Pebble. And the software that goes, I have Android, obviously. I know in iOS it works a little differently. The Android stuff, you've got an app, and the app manages the connectivity between the phone and the watch. And from the get-go, there was good third-party app support. So you turn it on by default, or you turn it on, it's off by default, much like installing software on an Android phone. It's possible to install third-party software that's not from the Google Store, but that's off by default. You have to go in and check it and turn it on. Same thing in the app. You can turn on receiving notifications from third-party apps. And very soon after the Pebble came out, there was like a helper app that came out that lets you route. So I can choose to route apps or notifications from virtually any app to my wrist. So I've got a couple of those turned on. There are some custom apps that will push, you know, whatever notification I wanted. Like, you know, I have it set up with I forget what it's called, but there's a little app that I can actually send myself like JSON messages to a web service from, you know, my VM or whatever. You know, I could every morning have it at 6:30 in the morning, check the weather for me, format it the way I want, send me a JSON message that would in turn get moved to my phone. And then my phone would push to my wrist and my wrist would vibrate and it would tell me, you know, what the weather is or what the pizza of the morning was going to be or the pizza at lunch in a, you know, in a restaurant that I liked was going to be or whatever. So you can completely customize notifications if you want. The third-party integration is actually excellent. But one of the coolest, the other thing that made me decide to talk about it is a use case that I had actually done there in the car within the few minutes of hearing Gina and Kevin talk about it is the, they call it the music integration, but it's an audio application integration because they do a really good job of it in the Pebble app. Because I also have a Bluetooth headset that I really like. I have the LG Tone. You probably, there's a good chance you've seen it. I've seen it on a lot of people. It's kind of a loop that, like an arced loop almost, circle that hangs like around your neck. And then there are two little regular, like earbud type things that come up from it. It's usually black that come up from it. It's Bluetooth, connects to your phone. And I've used one for 6 months or so now. I love this headset. You can run. I run in it. I used to, because I used to have another Bluetooth headset that I used for podcasts and music and things like that, but it wasn't really one you could run in. It was the Motorola one that hangs between your ears, and it wasn't an earbud style thing, so you couldn't really run in it. And I would actually use a wired headset for running, and that drove me crazy. So I got this thing. It's awesome. Love it. And it, like a lot of Bluetooth headsets, has a button on it that says, I'll turn on and off your music. But the problem is, as near as I can tell, all that does is, if I can get it to work, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. If it does work, it turns on the Google Play Store music to whatever song was the last song I played. Sometimes it'll, if other audio is running, it'll turn it off. Sometimes it won't. There's no configuration that I'm aware of. I've looked for apps for, but, you know, hardware suppliers are notoriously terrible about not just, you know, having good configurability in their apps and stuff. I've looked for the LG apps and nothing that I can find. Whereas I'm not 100% sure if it worked in the early days. I've only been using it for about a month now, but I'm pretty sure at the beginning, the app for the Android app for the Pebble had like a hard-coded, it was either a hard-coded list of music apps, or perhaps it would be the case that I was using some weird podcasting app at the time, and it probably is displaying either a hard-coded list back then or a list of apps that emit a specified intent, which is an Android thing for, you know, I'm somebody who plays music and I can, you know, sending me an event to turn myself off or on is a possibility for music-wise. So the podcast that I was using for a while, or the podcast app that I was using for a while, had no facility for the intents. Whereas about a month ago, within the past month, I noticed that when I started using Beyond, either when I started using Beyond Pod or when a firmware upgrade came through and they did a better job with it or something. Anyway, Beyond Pod showed up on that list because it has... The Pebble app has a list, and you can choose which app you're going to send these notifications to or events to. And I set it up on Beyond Pod, and at first I wasn't sure it was going to work because it had kind of cached some information from the Google Play Store, so it looked like when I was going to hit play, I was going to start playing music. But as soon as I hit play, it talked to the app refreshed everything. All of a sudden, I saw the name of the podcast on there, and it worked. And so I'm running around able to start and stop the podcast on the phone in my pocket or, you know, connected to the charger in the car while I'm driving. I can turn that thing on and off with my wrist, with the phone. And that sounds like a little thing too, but trust me, having those two things work together is, it makes you feel like you're living in the 21st century. It's like, that's pretty magic. You know, when I'm driving in the car or when I'm walking somewhere, whatever, you know, the ability to control that just right there at your wrist is pretty awesome. Pretty nifty. So, you know, the Pebble's not a cheap watch for, you know, it depends. You know, some people are watch fetishists and into that sort of thing. I'm not. I'm a totally, I guess I am in a different way. My watches were like geek fetish items. You know, the Pebble is currently, I haven't even looked at I think they've gotten through most of the Kickstarter stuff. And, you know, it wouldn't be a cheap watch if you bought it, but for me, for somebody like me who likes geek things, likes that sort of stuff, I'm immersed. From my understanding, their Android app is a little further ahead than their iOS app. They have a little more functionality built in, although I could be wrong there, but I think that's the case. But if you're enmeshed in the, if you like geek sort of stuff, you're enmeshed in the Android ecosystem, especially if you use Bluetooth headsets, et cetera, as well, I think it's a great, toy, Christmas present, birthday present, whatever. I think it's well worth it. So I love mine, and I love my wife for getting it for me. So it's great. So that's my discussion for tonight. Since I have had one, I thought I had an informed opinion about it. Now I figure I would give you some info on the Pebble if you haven't actually played with one. So that's it. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone at kenzoid.com. That's KENZOID.com. The email is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. My Twitter handle is Kenzoid. I'm on the Google Plus. There'll be a link in the show notes. And this is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. That's dogdaysofpodcasting.com. This show is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0. And we'll be back again tomorrow with yet another podcast. So take care, guys. See you.